Well, if you use the Singleton area for your daily commute, you will know that it's been a long time coming, and that is a bypass around Singleton. How often have you said, oh, I get to Singleton, it'd be great if we could get around. And of course, the folks that live in the town as well, it'd be great to see some of the trucks and the mining traffic scoot around the edge of town as well. There has been an update on what may be happening in the future in terms of the bypass for Singleton, and Upper Hunter MP Michael Johnson joins us to update us on the happenings. Good morning, Michael. Firstly, where are we up to, and what's the latest things to talk about there?
Okay, how are you this morning?
Fantastic, Michael.
That's good, mate. RMS, the New South Wales Government, through Roads and Maritime Services, has awarded the contract for concept design and environmental assessment to a company called ACOM, and we'll be spending $3 million this financial year to progress the planning of it. It takes a lot of planning to build a bypass, and you know, a lot of people would say it should have been done 20 years ago, and I can't disagree. But it is happening. We committed, the New South Wales government committed $92 million under Rebuilding New South Wales towards the Singleton bypass, and it's actually happening. So you need to get this planning done, and I always liken it to building a house. You literally start from below the ground up when you're building a house. You don't just get the roof and put it on the ground. So there's a lot of planning actually goes into building a house in the first place. And a lot of people can relate to the concept. Anyone that's ever built a house can relate to that concept.
Now, Michael, there were four options that were being touted as possibilities. I believe one of those has been gazetted as the preferred route around Singleton now?
Yes, we announced the preferred route here a number of months ago now, and the new section of highway will go just west of Singleton, starting near Newington Lane and rejoining the New England Highway just north of McDougall's Hill. And that was an important process to go through, that preferred route option or options, because there were a number of options that may have been viable, but some turned out to be more viable than others. And also the Chamber of Commerce was very keen, and the Council were very keen on the preferred route that we actually came up with, because it doesn't actually take traffic too far out of town, and I think that's an important thing. You don't want traffic completely bypassing the town. You still want people to make it attractive enough for people to actually call in and have it easy for residents and people driving through for work purposes, particularly in the mining industry and agricultural industries, to be able to drive through and or just on the edge of Singleton in a safe manner.
Yeah, I guess that was where I was going next, Michael. With there are obviously benefits for having a town bypass, which is less congestion, but that also can take a lot of you know, finance out of the community as well. Is there much of a concern of the downside of this?
Well, again, the Chamber of Commerce and Council have announced some time back that the preferred route from that came out that we announced a few months ago was also their preferred route, because it didn't take traffic too far out of town. It's basically just on the edge of Singleton, on the Bulga edge of Singleton. It sort of goes to the western side of town there. So it's you know, there'll be new intersections and so forth, and it'll be easy for people to get into town as well.
Which is all great news. Now, before I let you go, Michael, I've got to put you on the spot. Are we going to future-proof this project ahead of time by, A, getting four lanes on the bypass, and, B, are we going to actually duplicate the New England Highway from the southern end of Singleton to, say, the Golden Highway in Belford?
My understanding is that there'll be two lanes, one each way, but there will be a corridor for future expansion should it be needed.
Okay, well, that's a good start. At least we've got some movement at the station, and many people that live in the town and use the town for work purposes will be very glad to hear that there's something's happening. Thanks for your time this morning, Michael.
No problem at all. Anytime.
There he is, Michael Johnson, Upper Hunter MP, giving us the latest on the Singleton bypass. At least something is happening. Would have been great if he'd have said four lanes, but I don't know. We don't seem to do that in this country. We half do the job and then come back later and do it again. Another story for another day, I guess.